This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The United Payments Interface UPI, which was launched on this day in 2016, has completed 10 years of transforming digital payments in India. It has emerged as the backbone of India's digital payments ecosystem and a critical driver of financial inclusion. The unprecedented scale and reliability achieved by UPI have also received global recognition. UPI is now operational across 11 countries. As of 2025, UPI accounts for nearly 49% of the world's real-time payment transaction volume. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hailed the decade-long success of UPI service. In a social media post, Mr. Modi stated that the sheer scale and reach of UPI is something every Indian must be proud of. National Security Advisor and Special Representative on the India-China boundary question, Ajit Doval, today called on Vice President of the People's Republic of China, Han Sung. In a social media post, the Embassy of India in Beijing said, prior to the 25th round of the Special Representative's talks today, both sides discussed ways to strengthen peace and tranquility in the border areas. They also discussed ways to improve bilateral relations across economic, political and multilateral fora in accordance with the consensus reached between the leaders of the two countries. Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu has said that cargo operations have been witnessing consistent growth over the past few years, with volumes increasing by nearly 40%. Talking to reporters in New Delhi, Mr. Naidu said the government wants to create global standard air cargo hubs and facilities across the country. On the Air India Phuket Delhi flight incident, Mr. Naidu said the Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau is conducting investigation and the preliminary report will come soon. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will undertake an official visit to Canada and the United States beginning today. The Finance Ministry said the focus of the visit will be on strengthening bilateral economic and financial partnerships, deepening investment linkages, and advancing cooperation on shared global economic priorities. During her visit to Toronto, Ms. Sitharaman will participate in the inaugural economic and financial dialogue with her Canadian counterpart, François-Philippe Champagne. She will also hold interactions with the Indian diaspora in Toronto. During the second leg of her visit to the United States, Ms. Sitharaman will travel to Chicago, Asheville and New York. Union Communications Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya has said India's digital connectivity journey will not be defined merely by connecting people, but by ensuring that the networks are trusted, secure and resilient. Addressing the 43rd Foundation Day of the Centre for Development of Telematics, CDOT, in New Delhi today, Mr. Sindhya lauded CDOT for its pivotal role in the country's telecom transformation. Mr. Sindhya expressed confidence that with the contribution of CDOT, India can now lead the world in 6G. The centre has empowered the West Bengal government to conduct hearings under the Citizenship Amendment Act and issue citizenship certificates to eligible applicants. The Union Home Ministry has issued a gazette notification in this regard. Chief Minister Shubhendu Adhikari told reporters that 23,000 people have so far been recognised as eligible and issued citizenship certificates out of around 2,30,000 applicants. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security, DHS, has proposed a new $1,3,265 fee on top of existing costs for all H-1B CAP subject petitions, including those for advanced degree holders. DHS estimates the fee would generate approximately $8.8 billion annually based on a projected 85,000 H-1B cap subject petitions. According to the press release issued by DHS, the additional fee would not apply to H-1B petitions that are not subject to the cap. In men's cricket, Sri Lanka and India match was stopped due to a wet outfield on day 3 of the second test in Colombo. Sri Lanka trailing by 373 runs. And with that, we end this news bulletin.